From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Last week, one of our listeners, Kristen Taylor, wondered why people don't seem to get in trouble for speeding on I-95.
I've even started asking my friends that live in Miami, you know, does anyone get speeding tickets here?
The Florida Highway Patrol gets loads of complaints like this, specifically about speeding on the I-95 express lanes. In the latest from our series, The End of the Road, WLRN's Kenny Malone tells us there is a speeding enforcement problem on 95 Express, but it's just not as black and white as you might think.
So, here we go.
Trooper Joe Sanchez is driving his Florida Highway Patrol SUV northbound on 95 Express.
We get into the express lanes just south of 112.
We're here so Sanchez can demonstrate firsthand the problem with patrolling the express lanes. From about 60 miles an hour, he pulls off to the left, within inches of the median, and comes to a complete stop.
See, can you get out? Can you get out there?
Technically, we're on the express lane shoulder. Cars are whizzing by my window.
Let's see if you can get out.
I'm looking back. I can't. I mean, we're probably actually in the lane.
You're just about in the lane, so you cannot make a traffic stop here. You'll be putting your life in danger, and you'll be putting the lives of the motorists in danger.
95 Express has a shoulder problem, and as a result, a speeding enforcement problem, according to Sanchez. Traffic planning is wrought with imperfect solutions. Statements like this.
Yes, it is there.
The shoulder problem, that is.
But it was a trade-off with a net effect, I think, has been a positive for the project.
Rory Santana is an FDOT engineer and oversees the 95 Express project. Before the so-called Lexus lanes, 95 had become a parking lot during rush hour. For hours on end, the average speed was 20 miles per hour. 95 Express was a relatively experimental solution that needed an extra lane. Problem was, there was no room or money to expand.
You start going out of foot, you start having to widen the bridges, you need to start moving the ramps, on-ramps and off-ramps, and probably have to relocate some businesses or people.
This is the modern dilemma. As more people move to cities, already cramped urban highways must accommodate more and more people. Ginger Gooden studies HOV lane systems at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
The agencies have been unable to completely rebuild the freeway to put these lanes in, so they've found ways to implement them by changing the overall cross-section of the freeway.
Which has meant less than ideal solutions. For comparison, the nationally recommended express lane shoulder?
Yeah, the ideal width is a 14-foot enforcement shoulder.
The shoulder inside 95 Express is a little over half that size, 7 foot 11 inches.
Essentially, that is the same width as a standard parking space on a through street, say.
Brian Wilson was the engineer of record on the project. He says in the beginning they asked FHP, if we shrink your existing shoulder, which was actually about 13 feet, how will that affect your enforcement?
You know, and their response was, well, you know, we'd really just prefer to have what we have now. You know, none of that was really unreasonable. It was just something that didn't fit in with the economic considerations of the project.
And so Wilson concedes the result.
We basically just have to do the best we can in terms of enforcement.
FDOT numbers show that 95 express lanes have gotten traffic moving here again, at least twice as fast during rush hour. As for safety, FDOT says it's too early to be sure of any trends, but the 95 Express isn't causing more accidents, and the ones they are seeing aren't as serious. But from Trooper Joe Sanchez's perspective, when people are speeding, it's dangerous.
Anytime that you're speeding, you need to remember that speed kills.
And speeding is a problem in the 95 Express lane, says Sanchez. He and his colleagues write tickets, but there are simply limitations.
We would have to follow them all the way outside of the express lanes, make a traffic stop, and issue a citation. And motorists tend to realize that and say, there's no way, they're not going to stop me here. So I can go ahead and speed now.
But maybe not speed later. 95 Express is expanding into Broward later this year. While the shoulder width is still pending, there's expected to be plenty more room for FHP troopers to make sure the express lanes aren't working too well. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.